This is Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. When Moses announces to the children of Israel that the Lord would deliver them, it's recorded in Exodus 6, verse 9, but they would not listen to him because they were so discouraged and their slavery was so cruel. They wouldn't listen. Here Moses brings them a word of deliverance, but they're too discouraged to hear. Moses notes that Israel had become discouraged after receiving the news of deliverance that seemed to be delayed in arrival. The Hebrew text gives us a very short visual explanation as to the hardness of heart and ear that they were experiencing. As it says, Mikotzer Ruach, translated as Israel was short of breath or short of spirit. So how can we understand Mikotzer Ruach? Well, in two ways. One, they were fatigued spiritually. And two, they were fatigued physically. They were out of breath. It was the spiritual and physical fatigue that caused the children of Israel to not heed the words of Moses. The pressure of bondage was so great that they gave up hope of ever being delivered. I wonder if we can relate to this with the pressures, the struggles, the trials that we face today, the days where we feel simply that we are out of breath, we have nothing left. What do we do in such times? There's an old rabbinic proverb that states, "From the greatest pressure comes the greatest treasure." See, the Lord knew when he sent Moses to Israel that they would be fatigued in body and spirit, because it was exactly the place where he needed them to be. See, friends, we're unable to deliver ourselves from the harsh realities of life. We are unable to deliver ourselves from the spiritual bondage that ensnares humanity as a result of sin. We need to recognize our limitations. We need to look for a Savior. We need to look for a deliverer. And I submit to you, that deliverer is Jesus. And Jesus said to us in Matthew 11, 28 and 30, "Come to me, all of you who are struggling and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." In these few short verses, we recognize that all humanity has something in common with the enslaved children of Israel: struggle and burden. See, Messiah is the shelter from the burden, from the struggle. He takes the stress of the yoke upon himself, and he gives us pause to breathe, to catch our breath, to breathe in new life, to learn from him, to trust in him, to recognize the deliverance and the power of salvation in the name of Christ. See, this isn't just a rest for the body. It's a rest, and I would even say a renewal for the soul. So how do we receive this? "Come to me," beckons Jesus. So let us not lose hope. Let us not lose hope of a different future. It is Messiah who secures the future for those who believe, those who trust in him. He is the one that makes the way. He is the one who makes the way of escape. He is the one that brings us into the safety of God's sheepfold. This hope from him will change how we live today and how we experience what is to come while we patiently wait for what will be the coming of his kingdom. So when we are faced with daily struggles that leave us breathless, let us stop, let us pray, and let us remember to breathe in the hope of Christ and all that he has promised through his death and through his resurrection, that we have been set free, that we have been renewed, and that we will overcome through him all of the struggles and trials that we face in this life. Friends, I hope and pray that you found some encouragement in these words today. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.